WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says if he's elected, he'll order a full audit of the federal government.
But at the suggestion of Elon Musk, I will create a government efficiency commission to conduct a complete financial and performance audit for the entire federal government.
Yesterday, Trump was endorsed by the National Fraternal Order of Police, the world's largest organization of law enforcement officers. This isn't the first time the group has endorsed him. It did so in 2016 and in 2020. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris was out and about in Pittsburgh today, talking to supporters and briefly to reporters.
Being at the spice store, I finally got out of the debate prep to look at these spices. Best part of debate prep so far.
Yesterday, former Vice President and lifelong Republican Dick Cheney said he will vote for Harris. Earlier this week, his daughter, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, said she would do so as well. Israelis spent much of the day out on the street demanding that their government accept a ceasefire deal in Gaza that would include the release of dozens of hostages. From Jerusalem, reporter Linda Grantstein.
Hundreds of thousands of Israelis demonstrated in Tel Aviv in support of a hostage deal in the largest demonstration since the war began 11 months ago. The rally, along with other demonstrations around Israel, comes after Israel recovered the bodies of six hostages who Hamas executed just hours before Israeli soldiers reached them. There are still 101 hostages in Gaza, although at least 34 of them are dead.
Parts of the Southwest have been sweltering under triple-digit temperatures. It's brutal in Los Angeles as well, says National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
Excessive heat is expected to continue for portions of the Southwest through the weekend. Looking at Los Angeles area, we're still looking at the potential for several more records to be broken here.
Dallas police officer Darren Burks was laid to rest today. The 46-year-old Burks was shot and killed by a man as he sat in his patrol car late last month in what police have called an execution. Arina Sabalenka from Belarus has defeated American Jessica Pegula 7-5, 7-5 in the U.S. Open women's final. It's her first championship at Flushing Meadows and second Grand Slam title of the year. Here's Tennis.com columnist Peter Bodo.
Experience played a big part in this match. I mean, Sabalenka's, this is her third major that she's won. She's been to a couple other finals. You know, she's been there and back on these things. Jessica hasn't, and that kind of showed.
The 26-year-old Sabalenka lost to Coco Gauff in the finals of last year's U.S. Open. The sixth-seeded 30-year-old Pegula was in the finals of a major tournament for the first time in her career. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit Progressive.com today.
Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin is what we're doing on a Saturday night. Across the Civic Media radio network, call or text us 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would love to hear from you tonight. Still got plenty of show coming up, along with Live in the Lair. We'll tell you all about that right after a double dip of The Solution. Brand new stuff from them. This is Still Alive. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
My soul went out for a walk, but was hit by a car. Quite a surprise when you're walking along. You thought you'd learn how to fly till you passed off the road. Then it was clear that something was drastically wrong. But then my soul gave instruction in positive thinking. Teaching nervous businessmen the art of succeeding. And his lessons were all based on the premise that the vigil is wrong. You're probably still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. Time and time again to avoid alleyways. And in the dark he never saw it coming, cause it happened so fast. Luckily he had nothing to steal on him anyway. But then the soul shrugged his shoulder, said it could have been worse. It's never better in the papers you're reading. He talked of honesty, integrity and positivity. You're still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. Sean came back from a walk, so you're packing and wonder where you were going and how long you'd be staying. He watched you walk out the door without saying a word. He thought this must be some game you were playing. I saw the soap pulled up a chair, lit a candle for you, and then he waited patiently by the window, but you never came back. And my soul won't go walking anymore.
How does it feel?
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, kicking off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of The Solution. How does it feel? Before that, their brand new one, Still Alive. Terry, you're yelling and raving out in the lobby over hot sauce, how excited you are about The Solution.
They are terrific. That new song of theirs, it's one of those, okay, we're playing it on the radio, which right. is awesome. It sounds like it should be played bigger, on bigger radio as well.
Right.
You know, it is just one of those. It's got that big rock feel.
You can find The Solution on Spotify. They are really awesome. And they were in the studio for an interview not too long ago. You could do a Google search. Or a search at civicmedia.us or maxincradio.com for that podcast. It's Max Inc. Saturday Night, original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker, Terry Barr, I'm Jimmy Kay. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass. Three locations in Madison, and you could shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. And our friends over at Herbal Aspect, three Madison locations, one on Bagel Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. And, of course, online at herbalaspect.com.
Yeah, Jimmy K., how about this? Almost time. The clock is ticking to our in-studio concert tonight. Live in the Lair features music and a conversation with the Wildwoods. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. After that, then, stick around for Indie 45 with Shane Christopher Neal, Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts. First, though, these guys, they just don't stop,
they? They're workhorses and they're just legends, the Madison music scene.
Absolutely. The Jimmies is who we're talking about. They're playing all over Wisconsin right now in September. Let's take a listen, and when we come back, we'll tell you some of the shows you can catch the Jimmies at. Right now, here are the Jimmies on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
under my pension.
Hey, hey, huh, well, I took the blender. Hey, hey, and there's a little dent in your fender. Hey, 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 yeah. And you know your favorite chair? Well, it's not there.
You need to think. I know how you need to walk. I know what you need to drink. I know how you need to talk. And even if you try to say that I'm pretending, I do it anyway because it's trending. It's trending.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
shape I'm in. Gonna dream the whole way back to Madison tonight. Baby, tonight. Keep on doing what you're doing and everything will turn out right. Keep on doing what you're doing and everything will turn out right. Keep on doing what you're doing and everything will turn out.
Civic Media, we are local music wheelhouse there, and they're going to be at Capital Brewery, Terry, on September 20th.
That's just looking ahead at the schedule. Yeah.
Wheelhouse is fun to see.
Aren't they the best?
They are.
And they don't play together a whole lot anymore. So if you get a chance to go see Wheelhouse, definitely do it. You will not be disappointed. They are actually at the Thirsty Troll Brew Fest.
Thirsty Troll? Is that Mount Horeb?
Yes. So. How did you know?
The Troll, of course.
And I bet they're having a blast. They're playing with Driveway Thrift Dwellers from Milwaukee and a couple of other bands. And it looks like they also have another show coming up Saturday, September 21st at 6 o'clock. That's Monroe Cheese Days. So a couple of good dates coming up.
Nice.
For you to catch up to Wheelhouse.
We had some work before Wheelhouse, and they got a couple cool shows coming up. October 4th, they'll be up in the Twin Cities. And then October 18th, that's my wedding anniversary, they'll be at Ope Brewing Company in Milwaukee. And this is a record release. I think the latest album they put out, Fine Dining, something Fine Dining. Will you click on that work track there, Nico, for me, please? Music for Fine Dining, that's something to do. What's the name of this album? The work song. Just click on the work song.
We have Nico in training tonight, in case you're wondering why Jimmy K is saying, hey, Nico.
Thank you.
Which is fun.
Work is pretty awesome, though, Terry.
Yes, always.
I'm excited about the Lair coming up.
Coming up. This is going to be amazing. We just got a little sample, and I've been telling everybody that this band that we have at 9 o'clock tonight is so good. Their harmonies, their songwriting, everything. It's a trio. But when you listen, you will feel like you are listening to 10 musicians playing together. So stick around, 9 o'clock, conversation with the Wildwoods, and of course, a whole bunch of music from them. And then we also have, still ahead, in just a couple of minutes here, a chat with an artist who just released a brand new album. And I mean just. She's here to share her excitement about it and to tell us about the party to celebrate the music. We're going to get the chance to chat with her in just a few minutes. So keep it here for more MaxSync Radio. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is MaxSync Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Been a long time coming, and I don't even know things that are important and necessary for your growth. But it's getting kind of heavy, and I don't know where to start. Unloading my emotions to have this heart to heart. And I don't want to tell. I don't wanna live without you. No, I don't wanna live without you. Just tell me that you love me in times when you really don't. I lay aside my issues, even if you won't. I wanna fight for what we started. I'm not going.
Heart to Heart, that's Shekinah King from her brand new album, Heart to Heart. And Shekinah King is a singer, a songwriter, keyboardist for Madison-based blues band Alfa Romeo and the Wanakee Project Brave Band. Shekinah also works closely with Project Brave, a nonprofit fighting negative stigmas associated with mental illness. And earlier today, Shekinah King released her brand new album, Heart to Heart. And here in the studio with us right now is Shekinah King and her brother, who also plays on the album, Wes.
Yay!
Hey guys, Shekinah, Wes, Woo! Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
That song, you guys. What can you tell us about it? The one that we just heard. It was gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Heart to Heart, I wrote for a friend of mine after she told me her story. So it's really just about two imperfect people in an imperfect relationship. That's real life. Just sticking it out and because they love each other, sitting down to have a heart to heart.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Now the album, you just literally came here from the release party out at the Bricks.
Yes, from the release party.
How was the party tonight?
It was fun. It was really good.
Is everybody like really jacked up on cider? Hard cider?
Yes. Everybody is jacked up on the cider.
We're jacked up on hot sauce.
Yeah, we had some hot sauce tasting earlier.
I know. I kind of wanted to partake in that.
Hot sauce or the cider?
Oh, very good.
That's what I was wondering, actually.
And Wes asked, yay. Hey, before we actually talk to you about the album, what can you tell us about you? You know, what kind of upbringing? Did your parents play music? Fill us in.
My dad is a pastor in Dodgeville, and we grew up singing and playing in church, and it was just kind of a family thing. My brother Wes here always says that farmers have kids to work in the fields, pastors have kids to do music. So we came by it naturally. My dad has one of the best male vocals that I can think of. Like, his falsetto is crazy good.
Yeah, fantastic.
And he plays the piano, and he's just always inspiring us to do that.
Does he play out and about here in town? Or
not at all.
Not at all.
He plays at church sometimes.
Wes, wow. You were telling me on this album now, basically the two of you made this album. What were you all playing?
Yeah, for the most part, it was the two of us. Wow. But there are a lot of other people that, from local musicians that really stepped in and helped out a lot. People from other bands, people from the Project Brave Band, people from the Alfa Romeos, some other people that we've actually grown up with and played with, stepped in to help us out a lot, and it was fantastic.
Please tell us what instruments you both play, though. This blew me away when you were sharing this.
Yeah, so Shekinah has always had the voice, and I've kind of backed her up on instruments, so usually any instrument I can find. On this album specifically, I've played piano, drums, guitar, and bass.
That's incredible.
And it's just the two of you? Is that correct?
Right here, but for the most part, Shekinah gigs with a lot of other musicians. I have twin 17-month-olds at home. So
congratulations.
I don't get out a whole lot.
So this has been a really special day for a lot of reasons.
Yes, yes.
Excellent.
So you write the songs that make the twins jump around.
Oh exactly.
How are you feeling during your party today to know that this is out in the world and people were there to celebrate you guys?
Just really, really emotional, and it's been a long time coming. And we've been working on this for almost 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like I wasted a lot of money at first because I didn't know what I was doing. Recording and being in the studio is way different than playing live. And I learned a lot of really good lessons. And we did it the wrong way a bunch of times.
Sure.
But we got here, and it just feels good to have it done and have it out. And
excellent.
Just all the feels.
Was this your first album?
Yes.
Yeah. So doing it the wrong way a bunch of times and, you know, going to the studio doing that the first time is perfectly okay and kind of required as a band, isn't it?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, that means I did it right.
You nailed it.
You did. Yes. There you go.
What was your studio? So what was that? I guess what's the one big thing the next time you go into studio that you would change from the last time?
Click track.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never play without a click track. Never, ever, ever.
That is fascinating.
Especially with today's digital software, you have to be on a click, or it makes the whole editing process so much harder because the software is going to a map, a click, right?
So yeah, I play a lot solo. I play a lot out solo, and I can have liberty with the tempo and kind of do what I want. Doesn't work so well in a studio setting when you want to put other instruments and other musicians in it, and they're like, okay, whoa, we can't play to this. Like, what click were you using? And I was like, click track. I wasn't using a click track. And they were like, oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
Wes, let me ask you the same question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the big things. We had so many ideas that I think we thought we had down, and going into the studio, they just didn't fully pan out, or we had some more ideas like, well, what if we did it this way instead? What if we changed this up? What if we added this? If we add this instrument, is it going to interfere with this? Mm-hmm. And really going in with a better outline next time is going to be the key. Especially as Shekinah said, rhythm has never been her strong suit. That's usually where she has me. But she started without me doing this, and so we had to go back in and try to get the rhythm back.
What a lesson.
Now, are you the big brother or the little brother?
I'm the big brother.
Ah,
we have have a little brother who is who just graduated as a doctor of chiropractic, and he's also going to be in a national commercial here very shortly. So not only is he a doctor, but he's also a model.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Yeah. What a fun family.
And he kind of looks like Captain America's stunt double.
Ah. Oh boy.
Oh, we'll be watching for this for sure.
Now, Shekinah, you are in a band called Project Brave, and it's also a nonprofit. Tell us about the Project Brave and, you know, this great cause that you work with.
Yeah, we do on a big event every February, and we just come together, and we believe that music can heal, and just inspirational stories and support groups. Wanakee Project Brave also does weekly support groups in Wanakee for just mental health awareness and anybody who needs a safe place to talk and to have that support. So we do this big event in February and just try to kind of bring out just the best in people and share inspiration in this crazy world.
There was recently a survey from schools in Wisconsin, and it ended up showing that kids in the last couple of years are at the highest levels of their worst mental health. And when you read that and then realize people like you are trying to do something to help them and everyone else, it means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think music is such a key spot for me for my mental health and my anxiety, and it's so healing. And if I can even share a glimpse of that with other people and offer the same, then I feel like that's my purpose and that's my job.
That's wonderful.
Now back to the album. Where can we find it? Is it going to be streaming? You know, where is it available?
It is. So if I did everything correctly, you should be able to download it on Bandcamp now. And then I also am selling CDs, actual CDs. Ooh. I know nobody listens to
physical
actual CDs anymore.
We do. We do at our house.
But we have those right now, and they will be available at all my upcoming shows. And then next Saturday, the 14th, they will be available for all major streaming services. But we're only putting 5 out total, and then we're going to keep 3 as album, like CD album exclusives
extras.
For right now.
Ooh, there
you
go.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Now, you mentioned upcoming shows. You're going to be performing around South Central Wisconsin throughout September. You have a big schedule. September 20th, Buck and Honey's here in Monona. September 21st at the Hop Garden in Evansville. September 26th, Buck and Honey's again, but this time in Wanakee. And September 28th, and that's going to be at the Cider Farm Tasting Room in Madison. Tell us about playing at the Cider Farm.
Yeah, that's a different one than Brick Cider. I just can't get away from the cider. I like the cider. They're a they have a farm in the Mineral Point area, and they have a tasting room. They make their own hard ciders and like apple brandies, and they have like charcuterie and all of these things to go with the hard ciders. And it's just a fun little place. It's right by Brennan's market there. And it's just a fun little spot and very open, and they have live music all the time, and I really, really enjoy playing there.
Wow. Now, we've been speaking with singer-songwriter Shekinah King. Shekinah, thank you for taking the time to come to speak with us tonight. We
especially
really
right
appreciate
after her party.
It.
Thanks for having me. This is a
so
dream.
Great.
Now, you have a new video coming out for your song, Broken Bridges, but the song we're going to hear next is called You're Not Broken. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about this song before we hear it.
Okay. So I have a friend who Yeah, I usually cry when I talk about this. I have a friend last year who passed due to suicide. And he was such a big personality and a big light. And he struggled with his mental health and struggled with some addictions. And he was homeless for a time. And I think people are so judgmental and they're just really, really quick to hand out like you're crazy or you're broken or you're all of these things. So I wrote this song with him in mind. And I just, these are all the words that I wish I could still say to him and just other people that are struggling. Like if you're fighting, it starts out by saying, if you're fighting an invisible war, like those invisible mental battles that we all fight. And then it says, it doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean you're strange. It doesn't mean you're helpless. You've just had some bad days. Your life is worth so much more than you can imagine. I love you and no one can take your place. So if he was still alive, those were some things I wish I could still say to him.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that music.
That's powerful. And, yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Really is.
Wow. Well, let's hear it from her brand new album, debut album. This is Shekinah King and You're Not Broken. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
And you're working through unthinkable things. If your heart can't take it anymore, just hold on and there'll be better days. It doesn't mean you're broken, doesn't mean you're strange, doesn't mean you're helpless. You've had some bad days. Your life is worth so much more than you're running hard just to be free. If you're loved but you still feel the pain, just hold on and there'll be better days. It doesn't mean you're broken, doesn't mean you're strange, doesn't mean your place.
Shekinah King and You're Not Broken, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music live in the lair with the Wildflowers coming up in just a couple of minutes. The Wildwoods, excuse me, the Wildwoods. I need therapy. Had a hurricane.
Here on your chair, nurse my stupid silent rage to my feelings for you. walking on the ground, will you take me by the hand? Are you close enough to hear?
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.